Sandirana akazi wathi
kuyisikhathi sendaba ku-VOA Ndebele.
Amatshono zihlobo, siyalamukela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku-Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise-Washington, D.C.
Lichona njani mtwaka zomuhle olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhlaka 21 kunhlolanja 2020 ngontungamili Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje,
it is a day that reminds us of the betrayal of the young generation. I say a betrayal because it is the name of the youth that was used to sanitize this particular holiday, which was meant to give recognition to a man who actually betrayed the young people in all, in every sense.
Abasakhulayo bamabandla ezombusazwe bale mibono etshiyeneyo phezu kosuku lwabatsha olweRobert Gabriel Mugabe National Youth Day obelunanzwa lamhlanje.
Abantu bayesileyo ukuthi bagade imoto zokuhambisa besiye ezindlini besemsebenzini ngoba eziningi zikhuphukile amaprayisi or intengo ngikhuluma kunje ngoba kula amafuthi okuhambisa. So abantu abaningi sebegade amarod, omama sebegade amarod nezigedi, yikho osekufike elizweni kuzinga lokudubeko sokukhona.
Okusilela kwamafutha ezimota sokubangele ukuthi abemichova bakhuphule impadalo yokugada kwezinye indawo. Uhlelo Woza Friday lamhlanje silomculi kaMasikandi uGet More siyabonga moyo odume ngegama lokuthi Mtanedlozi. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizo zizwa kulumsakazo. Abasakhulayo bamabandla ezombusazwe bale mbono etshiyeneyo phezu kwekhefu labatsha eleRobert Gabriel Mugabe National Youth Day ebelinanzwa namuhla. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Abatsha bezanupf bathi usuku lwalamhla ngolokuhlanganisa amakhanda behluzisisa okuhlupha intsha yalamhla. Unobhala wezokukhulumisana kugatsha lwabasakhulayo kuZANU-PF uNkosazana Yeukai Simbane Gabi ukhuthaza abanye bakhe ukuba baphatheke kizo zonke inhlelo eziqhutshwa nguhulumende elizweni.
Zvakakosha kuti vechidiki vave vanenge vachibatsirwa nehurumende kuti
kuqakathekile ukuthi abasakhulayo labo bathole ukusekelwa nguhulumende, batholise amathuba kwezokwemba amatshe aligugu elizweni. Amapulazi azokwenza benelise ukulima ngesibanga esiphezulu, bathengise izilimo zabo, bathole ukuphila ndawonye lemuli zabo.
Kodwa umkhokheli wabasakhulayo kwi-MDC ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Nelson Chamisa u-Obey Sithole uthi akaboni kulesidingo sokuthi yena labanye bakhe baqakathekise lolu suku.
It is a day that reminds us of a betrayal of the young generation.
Lusuku olisikhumbuza ukukhohliswa esakwenziwayo njengabasakhulayo. Lamuhla siyadubeka, siswela imisebenzi, sisehluleka ukufinyelela leyo mfundo eqakathekileyo. Konke lokhu kwalethwa nguRobert Mugabe ongasafuni ukusuka esikhundleni sokukhokhela.
Isiphathamandla seqembu labasakhulayo abazibiza ngokuthi Tyson Wabantu Movement, umnumzana Ntokozo Msipha, uthi usuku lwalamhla lumkhumbuza isibindi uMgabe ayelaso kanye lothando ebantwini.
Yaqala lonyaka ukugubha i-21st February Movement ungekho phakathi wethu, wena mkhokheli wethu Robert Gabriel Mugabe. sokumanje eyikho sinanzelela ukuthi lumgubho awusumgubho wokudla amakhekhe ukuzikholisela kanye lokusijabula, kodwa bekuyindlela yakho yokuthi usikhumbuze ukuthi singabantu sivela ngapi lokuthi siya ngapi.
Umthulisi Gumede uthi abasakhulayo njengaye kabanelisi ukuphila elizweni labo ngenxa yesimo osekubenza babone kungcono ukuyadinga ukuziphilisa kwamanye amazwe.
Wonke umuntu uyayifuna igrila pasta, akukho umuntu ongayifuniyo. Wonke umuntu usebenzela ukuthuthuka, akula muntu ongasebenza afuna ukumandawonye nje.
Lo msakazo awusanelisanga ukukhulumisana lomphathintambo wezokusabalaliswa kwemibiko lendaba zokusakaza elizweni unkosikazi Monica Mchangwa ukuthi sizwe icele likahulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa phezu kwesimo abatsha abakhala ngaso. Kusenjalo abemuli yakomgabe bebethe gwaqa emzini wakhe weBlue Roof lamhla benaza ilanga lakhe lokuzalwa njengalokho ababekwenza esaphila. Intatheli zindaba kazivunyelwanga ukungena kulomuzi emkhosini lowo ezibone izihlobo labangane kanye labantwana besikolo seMugabe Junior esisamazowe bengena eBlue Roof emkhosini walamhla. Imibiko ebethunyelwe indodakazi kamuyi uMgabe unkosikazi Bona Chikore ibingakaphendulwa ngesikhathi loludaba lusakazwa. Ngesikhathi uMgabe esaphila wayevame ukuba lenkalakatha yedili lokuthakazelela usuku lokuzalwa kwakhe kusetshenziswa imali eningi kakhulu, kodwa lamhla akunjalo. Iningi labakuhulumende baziphumulele emizini yabo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumavis Gama.
Siloku sikudaba lunye, omunye wabasakhulayo uSibasa Chuma yena uthi njengoba isimo somnotho siqhubeka sigukudeka, abatsha bebhekane lenhlupho ezigoqela ukusilela kwemisebenzi, akula angakujabulela ngaleli langa. Nangu uChuma exoxa lo Mike Wobe weStudio 7.
Hayi, mfowethu, ngifuna ukuthi iqiniso eliphelileyo bakula nto eyathakazelelwa lapho, ngoba heyi abantwana bathele nzima kunje abantwana kabasaya ezikolo, bakula misebenzi, bakula nto abatuyenzayo, sebesebenza ukusebenzisa amadrugs betshela benata bezibona ithi kona sokuwonakala elizweni. Hayi, kunobunzima omkhulu kakhulu kaze kakula nto eyathakazelelwa lapho. Ikuthakazelela udubo leli udubo olukhona lolu kukhala, asikuthi kuyabethakazelela, bayabethakazelela ukukhala impilo zabo ubeka kusasa nako limnyama kakhulu kabiti sakula nto eyayihlela apha elizweni la. Hayi, abantwana bathele nzima lekile ukuthi kamsizikolo abaningi bayisileli ukuthi bathele imisebenzi kayikho, sebephika ngokuthatha into ezidakamezwa lezi ezidakayo, babe sebefona ikubona elizweni lapho sekunokufa okuningi kakhulu, kubulawana kusizikwane. Hayi, akula nto eyihlela phani sambona ukuthi kungathakazelelwa lapho ikhona, ngabe bethakazelele ukukhala njengabantwana bendlovu yokwabone be-high school laba kade bekumele babe sekuphela ilungelo labo ngobuhlungu obabubonayo kubazali ukuthi balibunzima obukhulu kakhulu kazela kusasa labo limnyama labantwana, ubuhlungu kakhulu kazi.
Ubona ngani udubo lolu lakho ukulungisiswa na sibona abantu abasakhulayo besethuthukiswa kwele Zimbabwe?
Mfowethu, ngifuna ukuthi iqiniso eliphelileyo, hayi kunzima.
Ngani usisho kanjani?
Ukuthi lulungisiswe, kuyalungisiswa ngubani? Nayo ivele ikhanda libe liwonakele egangeni kokuphela, vele kakuna mntu enzalunga laphana. Kwaso kumele ukuthi nje angazi kuya ngokuya igeneration engcinyezayo yenza izinto ukuthi zikambe kahle kwakhathesi. Hayi, hayi, sikhothinde sikhothe.
Umnumzana Sibasa Chuma ngosakhulayo obexoxa ecingweni lo Mike Wobe weStudio 7 ekobulawayo. Kunjalo nje abasakhulayo edolobheni leGwanda sebekhuthaze ikhomishini ebona ngokulwisana lenkohlakalo eZimbabwe Anti-Corruption Commission ukuthi ihlolisise iziphathamandla zebandla elibusayo eleZANU-PF ezibahluthunela imigodi yegolide. Lokhu kuvele emhlanganweni wokulwisana lobugwelegwele kwezokwenjiwa kwamatshe aligugu oqhutshelwe eGwanda izolo phakathi kwabatsha labekhomishini le. U-Albert Ncube usipha lolu daba.
Bekhuluma emhlanganweni oqoqwe enhlanganiso yabatsha e-Community Youth Development Trust CYDT, abatsha abasebenzele West Nicholson beliqembu elaziwa ngokuthi Youth in Mining baveze ukuba iziphathamandla zikahulumende zabasuse emgodini ababesemba kuwo kungenani lokuthi banamaphepha abavumela ukuyemba kuleyo ndawo. Umnumzana Paul Gwanangana uthi basuka kulo mgodi sebebona ukuthi impilo zabo zisengozini ngemva kokuhlaselwa ngamabhemba.
Laba abakhona okwamanje bathengisa igolide ongekho emthethweni njalo basekelwa iziphathamandla zakhonapha ezithi azisuki kulo mgodi. Indaba yamabhemba siyibonile e-West Nicholson. Imota zethu zatshaywa ngamatsheni lamhla, yikho okudla khona iziphathamandla ezikhonapha eGwanda. Silusizi ukuthi kambe singabantwana sizama ukuphakama sibasuyisele emgodini. Sicela abe-ZACC bayifika e-West Nicholson babone abantu abakhonapho bababophe.
Unkosikazi Duduzile Masilela yena ukhale ngeofisi elibona ngokwenzwa kwamatshe aligugu eleminister of mines esithi lilesandla kunkohlakalo egqobeke emgodini egolide.
Minister of mines, angikwazi nabisanazelalungisa amamephelanazimv. I can say bebiwa kuza i-double allocation of claims, ngoba yona le double allocation of claims at the end of the day kugcina kusiba le bribe. Ungeke ugcine u-agree uvumelane nomuntu ukuthi aphiwe iclaim akadinge yomuntu ungela mali ephumile phakathi.
Umnumzana Mdaniso Mpande uthi kuyadinga ukuthi imithetho yegolide ikakhulu kulesi sabelo iguqulwe ukuze abatsha bengaphelele entolongweni.
Indawo ezinjengabo-Gwanda azideclare ama-gold zones ukuze athuthi khona ukutholakala ule gold eGwanda isiyocala, kodwa-ke icala kube yikuthi ulithengisele ngayo.
Umnumzana Onesmus Nyawunde olilunga lezak uthi abazohlolisisa lezi sikhalazo bathatha amanyathelo ukuze linkohlakalo iphele.
Ngithintekile ngodaba lwe-West Nicholson. Senzeni? Ngiyakuthatha kunjalo ngihambe lakho kumhlonitsha uLois Matanda Moyo ngimbikele ukuthi lokhu yikho okwenzakalayo e-West Nicholson. Loba kungabi khona obuya ukuzosivikela. Nxa sesivikelwe, uyabiza abanye abatshele ukuthi lolu daba kumele luphathwe njani. Silakho ukuhambisa abacuphi bethu kumbe sibe labantu abasebenza bengaziwa bekhonale.
Or we have undercover people there.
Abanye abatsha abangene lomhlangano bakhale ngokuthi lezi ziphathamandla azibaholisi lapho zithe zabaqhatsha njalo bethuselwa ngokunyamalaliswa lapho bethonisa isikwelede. Umphathi Ntambo obona ngezenzakalo ezansi emaNdebeleni, umnumzana Ben Khoncube kanye lomnumzana Jaffe Dube ebandla lezanu PF ngezinye zeziphathamandla eziphatheke kwembeni igolide eGwanda. Asenelisanga ukuxhumana lababili laba, kodwa siqoqele lomgcini sihlalo ebandla lezanu PF ezansi emaNdebeleni, umnumzana Rabelangi Tshweni othe abatsha laba kumele baze ofisini yakhe nxa belezikhalazo hatshi ukuba bagijimele ukubona zindaba. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngisemajawundeni eGwanda, ngu-Albert Ncube.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku-909 medium wave, laku shortwave 6175, laku 7255 ekuseni kusukisela ngo-6 kusiya ngo-7, kuthi ke ntambama kusukisela ngo-8 kusiya ngo-9. Sitholakala ku-909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930, 13860, laku 15460 kilohertz. Ku live talk sitholakala ku shortwave ku 4930, 13860, laku 15460 kilohertz. Kusukisela ngo-8 kusiya ngo-9 ntambama.
Ukusilela kwamafutha ezimota sokubangele ukuthi abemichova bakhuphule impatalo kwezinye indawo. Amagalaji emadolobheni amaningi aselamalanga engawatholi amafutha epetulo ledizili. Lokho sokusenza abemichova laba bathenge amafutha adulayo emkambo wensitha.
Ngokunjalo labo basuke bekhuphule imali abayihlawulisa uZulu. Imijova layo ibikwa isisilela edolobheni lakoBulawayo ngoba itshona ikundwendwe zamafutha angekhoyo. Amabhasi kahulumende awezubko lawo katholakali kalula ngenxa yohlupho lwamafutha lolu. Sixoxele umqondisi wenhlanganiso yeBulawayo Vendors and Traders Association, umnumzana Michael Mdladlandi weni.
Abantu bayehluleka ukuthi bagade imoto zokuhambisa besiya ezindlini besemsebenzini ngoba eziningi zikhuphukile ama-price or intengo ngikhuluma kunje ngoba kula amafutha okuhambisa. So abantu abaningi sebegade amarodi, omama sebegade amarodi nezigedi, yikho osekufike elizweni kuzinga lokudubeka sokukhona. Akulanto ekhona ehambayo, izinto zinzima, abantu bayadubeka. Kulusizo kakhulu ngahamba ethawuni kobona khona ukuthi kunzima, uhambe amabhenki abantu bagcwele phandle babutheni bahlezi emfundweni abakwazi ubayenzini uye umabhasi abantu bamile bamelele imijobo engekhoyo bayafuqana emarolini. Hayi mfowethu labanayele kunzima, uyafuthi ukukhala nxa ukhali lenzakala elizweni.
Sebebhadalisa malini abemjova?
Umango ongaba yi-78 kilometers sekubiza $7 or 7 pounds. Yokusuka lapha usiya sithi suka etown usiya kubonketa 8 babizo 8 pounds, 7 8 pounds. Nxa usuka lapho siya kubo-Cardiff babizo o 10 15 pounds. Nxa umjova ungasawubambanga uvela etown ungagcwali 2000. Namhlanje mina ngilawo nto ngikhuphe labo abafika phose 3 abafike etown ngama-past 9 to 10 belinde ngabo-7 beswele imoto zokuyahambisa edolobheni bekuthi bayafika emsebenzini. Izolo bengikhuma nomunye ngitshela ukuthi khona na i-trip yabo yelanga isiyi-60 pond cash kumele babe nayo njengemuntu uzibagade everyday mane baspende 60 pond ukuze babuyele endlini bonke bayelala. So ngelanga 2 days ufuna 120 pond mina malanga mathi ufuna 160 pond or so in 3 days. Okuthi kulo kunzima, balele kunzima kakhulu sibile elizweni into azimanga ukuthi siqinisele singathi yanamanga sithuselane siye ngane kodwa izinto zenzima elizweni.
Amafutha ezimota wona othi ayasilela kabambeki vela kula magaraja lamafutha?
Akula kubulawa kuthi angibhodile mina ngiwadinga la mafutha lami njengomuntu otshayelayo. Ngibone umzila owodwa akade use-Enoxville edolobheni esezikini edolobho laphana kuJoshua Nkomo lonasinga lo-Twelve.
Umnumzana Michael Mdladla Ndiweni ngumqondisi wenhlanganiso yeBulawayo Vendors and Traders Association. Live Talk lamhlanje sikhangela ukunanzwa kwelanga labatsha eleRobert Gabriel Mugabe National Youth Day. Tumelani WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Unobhala obona ngobudlelwano bemelika lamanye amazwe, umnumzana Mike Pompeo ufike kwele Oman namhlanje ekuseni lapho adlule khona evela kuhambo lwakhe lokwethekelela amazwe ase-Afrika. Inhloko kahulumende yakwele Lesotho uThomas Thabane akabuyanga emthethwandaba lapho bekumele athoniswe icala alediswayo lokubulala umkakhe ngomnyaka ka-2017. Igqwetha lakhe lithi uye kwele South Africa ukuya kwelatshwa. Umongameli Paul Kagame wele Rwanda yena uhlanganelo makhelwane wakhe wele Uganda umongameli Yoweri Museveni edolobheni elisemngceleni wamazwe omabili eligathuna emizameni yokulungisisa ukufuthelana osokuqhamuke phakathi kwamazwe la. Umanji wedolobho lemutoko ethule isinqomo sokuthi omama abayisikhombisa ababotshwe izolo betshengisela lababalisi benhlanganiso ye-Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe bakhululwe ngemva kokuhlawula imali yesibambiso sebail ezinkulungwane zamadola alikhulu ngamunye. Omama laba babambanela matitshala betshengisela phezu kokonakala kwezemfundo abathi kubangelwa yikungaphathi kuhle ababalisi ngurhulumente yena obaholisa ingcosana. Ababalisi ababotshiweyo bane njalo bagoqela umkhokheli wenhlanganiso ye-ATUS umnumzana Obed Masaraure. Ngolwesithathu abasakhulayo be-MDC batshengisele emutoko kwabotshwa inkokheli yabo ebalisa umnumzana Makomborero Aruzivishe lo mnumzana Alan Moyo beseteswa icala lokutshengisela ngaphandle kwemvumo. Sixoxele gqwetha elilwela amalungelo oluntu elimela abantu laba unkosikazi Ntokozo Dube Tachiwona.
Uweza Application Office onguye othethisend ezama nje ukufaka ubufakazi bokuthi indaba kumele bengaphebheli. Kube khuluma into esishiyeneyo la ma-charges akade bewafisa kuba bebe-charge ngo-section 37 of i-criminal code ukuthi bayenze umsindo, bayenze i-gathering, basebesebenza umsindo njani njani angithi. So o-investigating office into ayikhulumileyo khothi ukuthi omama laba bayenze i-gathering bengazange benike i-notice. So sasesikhuluma-ke thina ukuthi but umthetho awutsho njalo, umuntu okumele anike i-notice ngokhonzena nokuthi abantu abazaparticipate ku-demonstration and also ayisiyo i-charge akade bechaje ngayo. Sekugcine nomajistrate ugcina wavuma ukuthi bephiwe ibheyili yama-$100 munye ngamunye. Kwasetshela-ke state ukuthi singase sithende kamhlaka-5 March kumele bebeselelungisele i-charge yabo
manje. Ungasitshela ukuthi kahle kahle bebesithi kuyini okubangela ukuthi babotshwe, njengoba unichasisa lapho kubana umthetho uthi wona kumele ukhonvina kube nguye ocelayo, bona kuthiwa bebebotshelwana?
Khuluma kwami ngikwenzela amapholisi ekuseni engikutholileyo ngokubona kwami ukuthi kule bizali ye-MDC kusasa lapho eMdoko. So bathi bona amapholisa kule intelligence engevela la eHarare, so baphiwe ama-instructions ukuthi abantu ababotshwe. Mina ngokubona kwami nje khonokhani ukuthi akula nto ade bengayenza. Kuyafana nanje no-prosecutor argument yakhile ngokuthi I have to oppose bail. I-bail kumele ngiyi-oppose ngesizathu sokuthi I have instructions to do.
Sizwa kuthiwa kusasa kuyabe kulomhlangano webandla le-MDC khona ngapho, ukuthi akula yini ezombangazwe ezingaba zibangele ukubana bebotshwe omama la?
Hayi, ngazi angifuni ukukhuluma into engiyaziyo bhuti, but engikuvuleyo yikho khona lokhu ukuthi bekutheka bavalelwe, isizathu siyukuthi kule randi kusasa. But ukuqiniseka kwakhona angeke kutho ukuthi liqiniso yini, but yikho bekukhulunywa ngamapholisa labanye laba kade bephelekezela
lapho. Unkosikazi Ntokozo Dube Tachiwona ligqwetha elilwela amalungelo kaZulu ubekhuluma ecingweni lo Chris Gande weStudio 7 esemutoko. Kuhlelo Woza Friday lamhlanje silomculi kamasikandi uGet More siyabonga Moyo, yena-ke odume ngegama lokuthi Mtanedlozi. Lutha ha udabuka ePlumtree. Asizweni exoxa ecingweni lo Ezra Chisa Sibanda.
Lo kaMasikandi usethandwa ngabantu abaningi ezabelenze emaNdebeleni, ikakhulu emangweni yokweqela iPlumtree, Tsholotsho lezinye indawo. Lokhu sekusenza abaculi abaningi abadabuka kulezo ndawo baculele umdumo njengomntanedlozi esigwejiselayo namhlanje.
Oh,
Igama lami ngugethi Mo Siyabonga Moyo ePlumtree esigodini sasengwana. Lapho engifunde khona iprimary yami engwana, kwase kuthi secondary ngayifunda ePhakamani High School ePlumtree Town la ngifunde khona. Uqala kwami kwezomculo ngiqale ilapho engithole igama elithi Mntwana Edlozi. Umntwana Edlozi kuyigama engalithola emadohweni lapho engangisebenza khona ebalungwini. Kwase kuthi kuma ngifika isikhathi sokuthi lami ngikhiphe i-album kaMasikandi, ngase ngisebenza lelo gama elithi Mntwana Edlozi.
Umntwana Edlozi silesikhathi ecula kodwa ucindezele idlathe lakhe laqala elitsha ngomnyaka ophelileyo.
Ngiqale ukucula leqembu abathi amabhuku esamnyama ngo-2010. Kwase kuthi ngasebenza leqembu iminyakanyana emibili, ngase ngihlangana leqembu futhi iWhite Mfolosi esengamavevani njengamanje. Ngasebenza leqembu lelo, ekuphumeni kwami kulo qembu lelo ilapho engayikhandela khona ngathatha isinyathelo sokuthi ngicule umculo kaMasikandi ngizibiza ngomntwana Edlozi. Ngakhipha ke albhamu ngomnyaka ophelile u-2019 mhlaka 2 March, albhamu enesihloko esithi Inkonjani.
Njengabaculi abaningi umntwana Edlozi laye kukhona abamvula ingqondo, bameluleka ukuthi angene njani kwezomculo.
Ngithanda kakhulu ukuthi ngibonge abaculi afana noSotsha Moyo, ngibonge usisithobekile Queen Gospel ocula igospel abayibona abangikhokhelela kakhulu, abangcelisa lapha laba abangibonisayo endimeni yomculo. Ucula uMasikandi ngaqala ngamamela kakhulu imculo efana noBhekumuzi Lothuli, iKhansela iyona mculo uMasikandi engikhonze kakhulu.
Kamntana Edlozi uphekwe kamnandi njalo uyahlakaza. Lizwi bani ofuna ulithela abalaleli Get More?
Ngiyayibonga kakhulu i-support abantu abanginikeza yona. Ngithi uNkulunkulu anandisele isandla sidlula ikhanda i-support enginikeza yona. Singathi lo nyaka futhi lingaqhubeka ningisapota kuze kuthi nami ngikwazi ukuthi ngiphumelele empilweni ngalo mculo, ngoba ngale kwabantu angiyena umculo. Ungifunayo uyangifonela noma imchado noma amaparties noma yini lapho kudingelwa entertainment. Ungifunayo uyangifonela enambeni eSouth Africa u-062 139 5652. Uyahamba kuFacebook ufika ukuthi Mkhushulwa Mntwana Edlozi.
Isiqintisi sePlumtree sidume ngomculo wechibilika iRumba phela, kodwa umdumo kaMasikandi lawo ke usungenile. Besigwejisele ejaha lisesikhalangeni uMntwana Edlozi ngomculo wakhe kaMasikandi. Uhlelo Woza Woza Friday libe nempelasonto emnandi. Igama lami ngu-Ezra Jesus Banda.
Edlozi ube hamba lo Ezra Jesus Banda kuhlelo Woza Friday. Okuziphetha ke ezosuku sikhangele ebezihamba phambili.
abasakhulayo bamabandla ezombusazwe balembono etshiyeneyo phezu kwekhefu leRobert Gabriel Mugabe National Youth Day elinanzwe namuhla. Ukusilela kwamafutha ezimota sokubangele ukuthi abemijova bakhuphule imbadalo yokugada kwezinye indawo. Kwanele Mthwakazi olivalelisayo ngontungamili Nkomo.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7.
Kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.